It's generally into the low to upper 30s, and a spot or two could be near 40. Followed by a sunny sky tomorrow and a warm-up a little bit to the middle 50s. Count on colder temperatures with the clouds and some rain, too, on Saturday near 50. Followed by a partly sunny, warmer Sunday with the high temperatures back into the middle 50s. Close to 60 with a partly sunny afternoon on Monday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Handcrafted items, paintings, pottery, wood carvings, handmade toys, furniture, cypress swings, ceramics, jewelry, and much more. Broadmoor High School Arts and Crafts Festival, Baton Rouge. Friday, November 18th, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, November 19th, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Santa will be the special guest. Inquire about becoming a vendor. Call 225-926-1420 or email jraymond@ebrschools.org.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with the Terrence and Louisiana Jones. Come tomorrow, I will be bringing you topics or Gumbler ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have in-studio guests and we welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbler.
Atomic batteries to power.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com and on the Mixler app. Make sure you download it if you haven't already. It's free and there's no ads. Rudy, how's it going on this chilly Thursday evening, afternoon?
Not bad, buddy. Just got done enjoying a cherry Pop-Tart. Yeah, what's your preference on that? Do you like them toasted, or can you just eat them right out of the wrapper?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I like them both ways.
Yeah,
it's been so long since I've had one. I think, is there a birthday cake one, maybe? I feel like there used to be one, maybe.
Well, if there's not, I could make you one.
I like that. Do that.
Yeah. I think so. I know they got all kinds that come out and come and go, but the big one around our house is the frosted brown sugar ones. Those are
good.
Those are pretty solid.
I used to get those when I remember getting those when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I haven't had a Pop-Tart. Oh man, I can't even remember the last time. I probably was a kid the last time I had one, actually.
Wow, you are missing out, my friend.
I know. I'm going to have to get some next time I go to the store. Just throw those guys in the toaster and away we go. But I've been doing, I haven't even told you this, actually, shockingly. I haven't been, I normally always eat breakfast. I always, I'm such a creature of habit, but try not to, trying to watch the weight, you know. So I would have two pieces of toast with the zero calorie spray butter, and then with a little bit of peanut butter, and I always had a banana every day, which isn't a lot of, I mean, that's very little calories, but
yeah, that's a healthy breakfast, really. I mean,
but I started this last week. I've been trying the intermittent fasting.
Yeah,
and it's been working, actually. I mean, I can tell, like, my pants fit better, my shirts fit better, you know.
Oh yeah, that's huge, man. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you know, my wife does that, and a lot of her friends, and you know, I've even asked my doctor. I used to do it, and it's huge. It's, yeah, no joke, man. But proceed.
So yeah, it's and it's really not that bad if you set it up right. Like, I've been doing like 14-hour fasts, and then, you know, you have 10 hours you can do whatever with. But, you know, from what I was reading, and the whole thing is, for those of you that don't know, like, after you start, you know, after you're fasting, I think after 12 hours, then your body goes into ketosis and, you know, starts, you know, burning up fat. And it's really not that bad if you, and it's really kind of sensible, really, if you think about it, because I usually start the fast at like 9 o'clock at night or 8:45 ish, and then by the time, you know, by the time I get down, because I've been doing the morning show, running the board for it, by, you know, 11:45 noon, I usually wait till at least 12 to eat, and it's really not that bad. You get it the first couple of days, it was kind of rough, but and then you can eat what you want during your eating time, but I mean, you still got to have a little bit of sense. You don't want to overeat, because it'll make you really sick. But you know, you can't go and eat Big Macs and stuff like that. I guess you could, but it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it's worked pretty well. And I screwed it up this morning because I was super tired, and I didn't think about it. And I actually drank coffee this morning, and I put sugar in, I put sweet and low in it, and I blew the whole thing out of the water, and I didn't even realize it till I was on probably my third cup, so oops, but it's okay. Yeah. I mean, it's the only day this week that I didn't do it on Sunday, because I want to be able to eat terrible and watch football all day. So, but other than that, I've been doing pretty well with it, and actually, I feel a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, man. That's huge. You messed up because you were dead tired.
I know, I really was. I didn't sleep very well last night. I think I woke up every couple of hours, and then I had to get up at 5 to be here. And I fell asleep on the couch watching the Pels last night take on the Bulls, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But yeah, and then I moved from the couch to the bed and woke up at 2, and then I was up for probably another hour and a half just trying to get back to sleep, and I couldn't, and it was just a mess. But by the time I got here, I was dragging, so I was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna have a little coffee. Yeah, didn't realize that I blew it until it was too late. I'm like, damn it, because you're only supposed to be drinking water. I think you can drink Diet Coke or diet soda with it, but I don't really drink soda, so.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's an update on where I'm at with it. But yeah, I haven't weighed myself or anything. I just, you know, I can tell because my clothes fit a lot better, and you know, feel good. So that's all that really matters to me.
Yeah, there you go, man. You got to go with what works.
Mm-hmm. And also, before we take a break, I should have sent this to you this morning, but I was on my way here riding the streetcar, and I came across this article, and we've talked about it on the show in the past about when the documentary on the Chicago Bulls came out, The Last Dance, and how Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan have been at odds over the last couple of years, because Pippen wrote a book and trashed Michael and all of that. And so there's a new layer to this whole situation, and I don't know if you've heard about it, but Pippen's ex-wife, Larsa. Have you heard anything about her in the past? Like she's obviously younger than he is, but she's dated in NBA players and stuff like that since they've split. Have you heard anything about her?
Just basically about the dating other, you know, other NBA stars or, you know, people, but not really, no.
So she's got a new boyfriend. And guess who it is? It's not Michael Jordan.
Is it somebody's son?
Michael's.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
she's dating Marcus Jordan, which, by the way, isn't that really hilarious? It made me think about how old we are, too, by the way, because I remember being in high school and, you know, watching those Jordan videos and movies that he had, like Come Fly With Me and all that, and showing Marcus, and he was like 4 or 5 years old back then. But now, I guess, thinking about it, he's probably in his early 30s. But yeah, he's dating Scotty's ex-wife, and you know that Michael's loving all of that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he is. Yeah, I think I did see that somewhere. That's why I said that. But small world, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure Scotty is not happy with any of that.
Yeah, he's just big mad, just so mad.
Well, and you know that whole thing with the falling out between them. I really, truthfully, I believe Scotty, and you and I have talked about it. Like, I think that was 100% because he's trying to sell that stupid book that he wrote. And why would you sell out your friend? Well, I don't know how you can say friend, but you can definitely say teammate and over selling books now. And I think he had some financial issues in the past because, if I'm not mistaken, he had some issues with Boeing because he had bought a plane from them and then defaulted on the payments. So I don't know if he filed bankruptcy, but I know he was not in good financial standing at one point. So, you know, to throw somebody under the bus just to try to make a buck, which, you know, happens all the time. But yeah, whenever I read this today, I had to laugh. I'm like, you know, Michael's grinning from ear to ear about this.
Yeah, I bet he is too, man. Yeah, I had heard that Scotty, over the course of his like later years, well, I think it all started, you know, when he retired, but he made some bad financial moves, maybe some bad investments here and there, and you know, it really sunk him pretty good.
Yep. So yeah, I thought that was pretty funny, and what a like you said, man, what a small world it is. So, all right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about the Pels and their big win last night against the Bulls, and we got a lot of other stuff to talk about, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Talk a little bit about it in the last segment, but last night, man, another good win for the Pels. They've won three in a row now. Now they've got a 9-6 record. They're a game and a half out of first place in the Western Conference after beating the Bulls 124-110. And truthfully, man, it really wasn't that close of a game. I mean, it was at first, but the Pels just look good again, specifically Trey Murphy. And I'll tell you what's aggravating me, especially with doing parlays on the Pelicans, they're not putting a line on FanDuel for Trey Murphy. And the guy usually is good for a couple threes. Like last night, he was 5-for-6 from the three-point line. And he ended up with 10 boards and one assist, three steals, and ended the game with 19 points. And I don't know why they don't put a line on him.
Yeah, that's odd. That ought to, if that's a, you know, if that, it should be. I mean, it's he's playing, he's part of the game. He should be, you know, they should do that. That's odd.
Yeah, and, well, I noticed the other day, too, was it might have been Tuesday night when they played the Grizzlies. And there might have been one later in the day because I did my parlay fairly early, but there wasn't one on Valanciunas either. But typically, there's always one for him. There's one for all five starters, but Trey Murphy's been filling in quite a bit, and he's playing. I mean, he's averaging 28 minutes a game this year, so I don't know why they haven't been putting a line on him. But I mean, he's always good for at least 2 to 3 3 pointers. So, but you know, they just played well. Valanciunas last night, 22 points, 7 boards, even though I needed him to get 10. CJ McCollum, another good game out of him. He was 3-for-8 from the 3-point line after, geez, I think he had 7 3 pointers the night before. Yeah. But he ended up with 23 last night. And just another good game. Excuse me. However, Friday night, it should be a good game. The Celtics are coming to town. and they're leading the East right now with a 10-3 record and playing really good basketball. And that's without Robert Williams too. So I'm eager to see. I think it's a good measuring stick for the Pels coming up Friday.
Yeah, you're right about that, man. That'd be a good game to attend, man. Too bad I'm not in town with you.
If I could win one of these parlays, that was my plan. I was going to get tickets for that game.
Yeah,
we would go. But,
that'd be sweet. I would ride my bicycle down there if I had to.
Yeah. the Pels have two big games coming up. They've got the Celtics on Friday night, and then Monday night the Warriors will be back in town. And so I think it's a good measuring stick for where they are right now. And they're playing good basketball, and they've won both the last two games without Zion. He has a foot contusion, but is considered day to day. And I thought he would play last night. I thought really the real reason why he didn't play Tuesday night was just because it was a back-to-back. But I think it's going to be a really good game between the Celtics and the Pelicans. And the way the Pels are shooting the ball right now, man, they're dangerous for sure. They've moved up to the number five spot in the West. And shockingly, the Blazers are the number one team in the West right now at 10-4. Mm-hmm. And then you got the Suns 9-5, Nuggets 9-5, Jazz 10-6, then the Pels and the Grizzlies. But we didn't do a show yesterday, but did you get to see any of the highlights of the Grizzlies and the Pelicans game?
I think I've seen a highlight of Morant.
The one where he went up with one hand and switched hands in midair and threw down with his left.
Yeah, that one. He's good. He's got skills, is what they would say.
Well, I was, he just absolutely torched the Pelicans the other night. Even though the Pels won, I mean, there was just no stopping that guy. It was like he was playing. It was like a video game. I mean, he made a right at the end of the first half. He shot one from half court, and as soon as it left his hand, I'm like, that's going in. Sure did. Nothing but net, man.
Yeah,
I knew he was good, and I've watched him play before, but it seems like he's just matured a lot, and he's just gotten so good. I mean, I think he's got all the makeup to be, maybe not right now, but in a few years, I think that's going to be the guy to beat in the NBA.
Yeah, I agree with you. If he can keep that knee healthy, I know that's kind of been that's hindered him, you know, since that happened. But yeah, man, he's really talented. And that could be a dangerous team right there, man. Cause they can compete with anybody when he's healthy.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, man, that game between the Pelicans and them Tuesday night was probably one of the most entertaining NBA games I've watched in years. Them two, they were back and forth and just at each other. And I think it might have been a little bit of a sneak peek at what the future of the NBA is. I think the Pelicans and I believe the Grizzlies are going to be the two teams, with both of them being very young. I think those two teams are going to be the ones that are going to be fighting it out for years to come.
Yeah, like I said, man, if everybody stays healthy, you know, I don't see why not, how that can't happen, you know.
Right. For sure. All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back. We got a lot more to get to, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Where do I take this pain of mine? I run, but it stays right by my side.
Looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. We know that Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry is running for governor next year. U.S. Senators John Kennedy and Bill Cassidy could run as well, along with a couple of other statewide elected officials and state lawmakers. Mandeville Representative Richard Nelson says he's also planning to run.
You know, what is the best way for me to fix the problems in Louisiana? I mean, I've been in the legislature. I have fought all these battles already. I'm talking about income tax, talking about, you know, getting kids to read, all these things that I think are really, fundamental issues.
Are you tired of the chilly temperatures? Well, a warm-up is not expected until next week. In fact, state climatologist Barry Kimes says Friday night into Saturday morning, there will be a reinforcing cold front,
which is going to help keep these winter temperatures in place at least through the middle of next week and perhaps even beyond into Thanksgiving.
Most of the southern half of the state is under a freeze watch late tonight and into tomorrow morning. Temperatures could be in the upper 20s for central Louisiana tomorrow morning. LRN.
Everybody has a story, a dream. We don't always know where it'll take us, even against all odds.
I was born small. They said I was weak, that I wouldn't make it. Said my heart wasn't strong enough. But through the years, I've shown them what heart looks like. Again and again. I've had help. Mom got me the right care and the right doctors from the start, with Blue Cross coverage.
When health issues surface, it's good to know you can rely on the strength of the cross and protection of the shield. Your card opens the door to a large network of quality providers to care for you.
Now, I'm the one breaking hearts. Don't let people tell you who you are. Show them.
With the right card, the right care, you can get back to your story and to making your dream a reality. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
On October 15th, the Southern Food and Beverage Museum debuts its newest exhibit, Honey Dripper 84, a celebration of juke joints and their culture. The opening event will feature Matthew and Tia Rayford, chefs from Brunswick, Georgia, with a long history of juke joint cooking, and they're excited to bring to you the most authentic juke joint dishes, music, and culture available. We'll see you all on October 15th from 6 to 10 at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. Visit our website, www.southernfood.org, for tickets and more information.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
And I've seen the headlines, and I'll be honest, I need to look a little bit more into it, and you probably know a little bit more about it than I do, but did you see that MLB is investigating the Mets and the Yankees for violating the CBA? I guess it's because, for the way I'm understanding this, what I've read, it was because of the Mets' hesitancy to pursue Aaron Judge.
And, yeah, I seen something about that on Twitter, but like I was talking about a week or so ago, that I heard over respect, the GM from the Mets, is it Cohen?
Yeah, Steve Cohen.
Okay, yeah, he said that he wasn't going to pursue, that they weren't going to, you know, even go down that street to try to sign Judge or bring him, you know, bring him across town, but... Mm-hmm. Who knows, man?
Yeah, it's well, Manfred was asked about it today, and he said that he's absolutely confident that the club's behaved in a way that's consistent with the CBA, and that we will put ourselves in a position to demonstrate credibly to the MLBPA that this is not an issue. I'm sure that's going to be the outcome, but obviously we understand the emotion that surrounds the word collusion. There it is, because of the colluding, they'll proceed accordingly. There was similar alarming to the union also that Astros owner Jim Crane, which after an interview with him wrote that Verlander seeking a deal similar to Scherzer signed a $130 million contract. I don't know what the hell that has to do with the CBA. Right. Anyways, but yeah, that's not shocking. But damn, a 3-year deal. How old is Verlander? 39, right?
Yeah. But you know, if full Kate Upton keeps sending tweets like that, he could probably be performing the same way at 49.
Yeah.
Wow. I had to send that to you, and I know we can't really touch on it here, but
just go
look at some of Kate Upton's tweets.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know, though, if you think about it, Verlander's had, what, two Tommy John surgeries?
Yep, and he's had that rubber band's pretty tight in there now, man, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, that's 2 years he didn't really have to pitch, 2 years plus, really, so.
Yeah,
I guess he could probably do a 3-year deal, I guess.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, when you get that surgery, if you rehab it the right way, you come back stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So you just keeping the rest of your body healthy. And I know he's definitely doing that in the libido department.
I'm sure of that. Let's see. Also, Anthony Rizzo. Re-signed with the Yankees for 2 years, $34 million, and a lot of talk around that was that was the Yankees showing commitment to winning to try to bring Judge back. But I don't know, man. I think with Aaron Judge, it's about the dollars, you know, and they're gonna have to buck up, and it's gonna cost them, I'm sure, north of $300 million.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, with Judge, it comes around, you know, I mean, this could be his last contract, maybe.
Could be. What is he, 30?
I forget 30. His exact age.
I feel like he's 32 for some reason, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, hell, everybody else is getting paid. So, I mean, why not, you know, why not take it? And I wouldn't give them a discount because, you know, they got the money.
Absolutely.
So, you know, even Hal Steinbrenner said that he's got the money to do whatever he wants with. I'd seen that yesterday. But, yeah, man. And as far as Rizzo goes, I'm sure he's just twerking all over the Bronx right now. Like that video I sent you yesterday, he's just twerking in everybody's face right now.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, truthfully though, I wouldn't have minded seeing him play for Houston, but at the same time, you kind of need to, with Houston that went in the World Series, you know, you don't want to see them stock up anymore and reload for next year. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I think we talked about the other day, like the Yankees throwing around the idea of giving Judge the captaincy. I don't think that's really the deal. I don't think that's going to sway him one way or the other. I think it is, and like we just said, rightfully so, it's about the money. And if he wanted to be there over discounts and being captain, he would have taken the $213 million, you know?
Yeah, I agree. He's shopping. It's holiday season, man. He's going to be shopping.
And also yesterday, the Cy Young. Well, we should start with Tuesday night. The Managers of the Year awards were handed out, and Terry Francona of the Guardians won for the third time, and then Buck Showalter won in the National League. So. Last night was the Cy Young Awards, and no surprise on for either one of them. Sandy Alcantara won his first Cy Young, and Verlander won his third, and rightfully so. I think that was a pretty safe bet on going with those guys.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the way Sandy pitches, he could very well repeat next year.
Yeah, for sure.
That guy's unbelievable. You know, I seen a tweet last night, and they showed, was that back in 2017, I think, when that trade took place?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, I seen the television illustration there of it, and just shown who we got and what they got, and it's just like, wow.
Yeah. Did we give them Zach Gallen, too?
I'm not sure about that. And like just mentioning his name, he had a pretty darn good year for the D-backs, man. So
yeah, I don't remember him being in the Cardinal organization, but for some reason I feel like he was part of that for some reason. But yeah, well, you know, that's something else too, because there's a lot of rumors about, you know, you have Alcantara with the Marlins, but and Pablo Lopez, who pitched really well this year, they're talking about trading him. So I don't know, man. It's just a mess of an organization, really, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the Cardinals probably aren't going to be players in that, because if they don't want to spend all their money on one player, because that'll jeopardize their free agency, you know, winter, because they're so broke, you know.
Yeah, they don't have two nickels to rub together. So aggravating. Although everything I'm reading, it seems like Wilson Contreras is going to be a Cardinal, which is fine, and I'm good with that. But I think the Cardinals need more than that too. And you know, that's not to say they won't make trades, because I do believe that Jordan Walker is going to be with the Cardinals next year. From everything I'm reading, like there's just no way that you can't. And you know, that could be the big bat that they need. Truthfully, so they're going to have to make room for him. And So I feel like they're going to have to make some trades to get this to work. And maybe it's not Contreras. Maybe it's put together a package and get Sean Murphy. And then you got the free agency money to go after a shortstop like Trey Turner. And which, if they got Murphy and Turner, I would be ecstatic.
That would be great. And to be quite honest with you, man, I'd rather see him get Murphy than Contreras. Let him do his own whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're still going to need a bat, a power bat from the left side. I don't know where that's going to come from.
I don't know either, and I hope it's not Matt Carpenter. I think, you know, thank you for all of your years of service to the Cardinals, but I don't think that's the guy to. I think he's better off left in the Bronx and just leave it at that. But
yeah, I mean, they were comparing that to Albert coming back. It's like, first of all, no, because he couldn't put a pair of Albert's shoes on.
No,
you know, I think he just. I don't know, man. I don't want to say luck. I'm happy for him for the success that he had, but is it luck? I mean, he ain't going to come back to the Cardinals, and
no,
I don't see that happening.
I think there's a lot of moving parts to that whole situation, and you and I both know, and everybody knows, there's a real short porch out in right field in Yankee Stadium, and that certainly helps him tremendously.
Yeah,
and it will, and also with the limits on the shift next year, that's going to help him out too, because that man could hit into the shift like nobody's business. So you know, there's some things that point towards him having another good year, but I think it's too risky, and I think you just need to leave it alone and just move on, and just, you know, leave it at what it was.
Yeah, let him go play first base for the Astros.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'd be a good deal for him. And before we go to break, also want to talk about tonight, Thursday night football. You've got the Titans and the Packers. And I get it. They make the schedule way in advance, and they don't know how things are going to shake out. But, man, it seems like there has not been one good game on Thursday night football all year.
I 100% agree with you there, man. It's been pretty bad, especially the announcing's pretty rough too.
Yeah, I guess because Michaels is kind of, you know, he got his money, and I don't think he really cares anymore one way or the other. But I mean, he's calling these teams out on a weekly basis for Thursday night football being bad. And you know, I guess if you looked at this at the, you know, before the season started, you would think, okay, this is probably a pretty decent matchup. Both are playoff caliber teams, but it's really not the case. And, you know, if I'm going to pick a team, I'm going to probably have to go with the Titans in this, even though the Packers knocked off the Cowboys last week. I just don't think that they got it. I don't think they could stop Derrick Henry.
Yeah. It's all going to revolve around the game that Henry has. You know, I don't think if he doesn't see the end zone or get over 7,500 yards, I don't think they're going to win. Mm. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We sure have seen stranger things this season.
That's true. And another interesting thing. So before you build your parlay this weekend, keep in mind that the Browns-Bills game, they're expecting a blizzard during the game, and the plans are right now that they're not moving the game. So, I think if I were going to do a single game parlay, I would stay as far away from that game as possible.
Yeah, yeah, they're expecting at least 6 inches, I believe. And last time the NFL had to move a game from Buffalo, it's 2014, and I'm pretty sure they moved it to Detroit. But yeah. I don't know too. And that kind of scares you with the way Allen's been playing. You kind of want to keep him healthy so you don't want to play in a snowstorm. Exactly. But we'll see what happens, man.
Yep. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up with the Thursday night edition of Florida Man, and we'll get on out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shed a tear 'cause I'm missing you. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to CoolCarafe.com to see the video. CoolCarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at CoolCarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. CoolCarafe.com is a Louisiana company. CoolCaraffe.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
We are the Nowhere Generation. We are the kids that no one wants. We are a credible threat to the rules you set. A cause to be alarmed. But we are not the names that we've been given. We speak a language you don't know. We are the Nowhere Generation. The Nowhere Generation.
Something to Say radio show. It's Thursday evening, last segment, so let's do a little weekly trip to Florida and check in on those good folks. So without any further ado, here's this week's Florida Man.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, Rude. I've got some doozies for you this week. They've been wilding out again in Florida, and I saw this one and it made me think of somebody that you and I know and talk about quite frequently. But this came from Fox News, and the headline is: Florida man nearly falls off Disney Skyliner platform after chugging beers.
Yeah, a lot of things go through my head when you say that.
Florida man was reportedly arrested after authorities said he'd caused a disturbance at the Food and Wine Festival at Walt Disney World's Epcot Park. According to Fox 35, park security and a deputy said Chase Holderby of Merritt Island, Florida, was being very loud and stumbling around the American Adventure Pavilion after witnesses said he chugged two beers in approximately 30 seconds. A deputy wrote in an arrest report that the 30-year-old was shaking everyone's hand in line and high-fiving people and staggering. By the way, that's all that things that we would do.
That even fits the profile for that person even better.
Doesn't it? Shortly after, Holderby was involved in a verbal dispute with members of his party near the Japan Pavilion. Another check mark. By the time Holderby arrived at the Morocco Pavilion, security asked him to leave. We followed Holderby to the International Gateway exit while he took his shirt off and continued to ask what he had done wrong, the report said. As he headed towards the Disney Skyliner gondolas, Holderby continued to scream, and once in the line queue, he continued to act belligerent and caused the crowd of people in the line to become alarmed, the deputy said. While attempting to get him onto the physical gondola car, he wouldn't initially get in and was dangerously close to falling into the area beneath where the attraction operates. Park staff said they stopped the transportation system for his safety, inconveniencing and delaying all other riders. Following multiple warnings, a deputy said Holderby was arrested on charges of trespassing and in disorderly intoxication.
And when did this happen?
This happened... it doesn't say when, but it came out. Okay. It came out today, so it had to have been in the last few days, I would guess.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to call that suspect and ask if he has been down to the Sunshine State lately.
I mean, from start to finish, it sounds.
It's all him.
Oh, man. All right. We got about a minute or so left, so I'll do this one real quick. And this comes from the TimesNowNews.com. And the headline is Florida man tells police he's, quote unquote, allowed to carry meth. Just ask the FBI. A Florida man was arrested after police questioned him for loitering and found the 50-year-old in possession of methamphetamine, Pinellas County deputies said. By the way, most articles come from there. They questioned Robert Lawson, 50-year-old, on Wednesday after he was spotted loitering near the Clearwater area. Investigators found a bag containing crystal substance that tested positive for meth. During a consensual encounter, the officer said Lawson gave them permission to search him, and then he produced a pack of smokes, cigarettes, from his pocket and a bag with a substance that later revealed to be meth. He was taken into custody where he told Pinellas County Deputy Sheriff to call the FBI and the St. Petersburg Police Department because he's allowed to carry meth, according to the affidavit. He now faces a felony charge of possession of drugs and a misdemeanor count of drug paraphernalia possession, and he was booked into the Pinellas County Jail.
I would have liked to have heard that that phone call from department to department. You'd be like, yeah, this is Sergeant so-and-so. We're just calling down here to check and see if Mr. X here has authority to carry methamphetamine.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nope. I can carry it. The FBI said I could.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's crazy how damn popular that drug is, man, amongst all age, the whole age spectrum there, man. It's wild.
It really is. All right, man. Well, that's all the time we got tonight. So let's get on out of here, and we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, let's just play Gloria. Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans